am now joined by Hazel Edgars Schochert, who served as mayoress of Sandton in 1986, after nearly a decade as a town councillor. Her late husband, Maurice Edgars, was mayor back in 1973, and it was after his tragic passing that Hazel was encouraged to step up. At a time when there weren't many Jews in Sandton's civic life, Hazel brought warmth, resilience, and a powerful sense of community. Hazel, thanks so much for chatting with me here on The Home Run. How did a nice Jewish girl end up in the mayor's office in Sandton?
That's a good question, Paula. But
thank
first
you.
Of all, I wasn't mayoress.
You were mayor.
I was mayor.
Correct. You are 100%. So let me repeat the question. How did a nice Jewish girl end up as mayor in 1986 Sandton?
Well, you know, Paula, I was pretty well groomed by my husband. And I was very interested in the development of Sandton. And I saw that certain things were taking a turn not for the good. And one of them was the lights. No lights in Sandton, which preserved its rural ambience over a long period of time. But there was a lot of controversy over that. And eventually, as you drive down Rivonia Road and other parts now in Sandton, you'll know there are lights. And that was brought about by absolute necessity, which I don't have to go into.
I mean, there's not always the lights. The lights are there. We now have the problem with the electricity. Could you go back into office and be mayor again? What was it like?
No, it wasn't a question of having electricity or not. It was a question of safety.
Okay.
And lighting up the town.
What was it like?
That was basically it.
What was it like being one of the only Jews in Sandton's political circles back then?
You know, Paula, I didn't really feel any kind of discrimination. You know, I'm anglicized, I fitted in well. What was difficult for me was being first of all, there were 12 councillors. And when Murray passed away, there were 11 councillors. And when I was invited to join, I resisted a lot. And until one resident who was chairman of a big company here said, you know, you're being opposed. And he said, my company is prepared to sponsor your election. And I felt, at that stage, maybe this is a bit of a challenge that I meet.
Why was your initial reaction no, not to run to be mayor?
Because, you know, as I said to them, I know about Cook Sisters and Fit Cook because I used to, when I was mayoress for Murray, I used to go to these parties with the Tunny mayoresses, and where we buy our hats and so on. But I knew nothing about stormwater drainage and lights and development and consent uses and all those things that go with developing a town and at the same time developing it but also restricting it. Because people who came to Sandton wanted the rural atmosphere. They wanted the green and serene. They wanted the minca manure. And, you know, that's the most... You know how the Sandton name came about?
No, how did it come about?
For many years, there was the Sandown stables. That there were many stables in Sandton. So it was called the Sandown Stables, so that was the Sam. And then Bryanston was also well known and quite well established area. And they took the ton from Bryanston.
How interesting.
And that was it.
Do you remember any funny or awkward moments mixing with, you mentioned, the mostly Afrikaner mayors and mayoresses?
No, not at all. In fact, I don't know if I should divulge this, but I'm going to, and I'll leave
Please
it to
do.
Your description.
Well, we're live, so yes. I won't take responsibility, but you've made me so curious. Please divulge.
Okay. Well, one of our mayoresses, you know, we had mayors from the East Rand and the West Rand and quite far extended ways. And one of the mayoresses never used to turn up at the functions because she used to go off with her driver. So that's why I'm not mentioning it.
No, I don't think we'll mention names, but it certainly is a story. Hazel, you mentioned that your reluctance to become mayor initially was because you felt you didn't know that much about development. But once you were mayor, I know that you got very involved in developing specifically Alexandra Township. Can you tell me a little bit about what you did and what you're most proud of during your tenure as mayor of Sandton?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my focus was basically on Alexandra, which I've had certain dealings with over the years. And I couldn't accept that my next-door neighbor was suffering under the deprivation that they were. Not that I felt I could make a great difference, but as a start, what I did is I joined together and coordinated all the service organizations, the Housewives League, the Girl Guides, the Lions, the Rotary, etc. And we all met together as a group and we formed one big committee. And that committee introduced a feeding scheme, which we held every Monday morning with the oldies, with the Googles in Sandton. And we were funded with food by Pick and Pay.
Nice.
We generously delivered bagfuls of food after the weekend, which they couldn't sell, and used to deliver it to one of the branches of Pick and Pay, and one of my team would come through and we would get soup from Operation Hunger. And you know, Paula, I keep meaning to, and I haven't done it, is to phone to see what's happened to Operation Hunger.
I don't know. I think I heard it closed down. I'm making a note to follow up on that. I'll let you know.
Yes, okay.
Hey.
So we did that and we took them to the Sandton Cinemas, which had just opened for a morning's entertainment and goodies and a lovely movie. And so I was very involved in Alex. But then I met a lady called Holly Luton Mill. I don't know if you've heard of her.
No, I haven't.
Lady from England, very involved in the township. And she took, you know, when I discussed the situation of Sandton with her, she took on the job of raising funds, of which Anglo-American and a lot of the big companies contributed to, and to build a community centre. And that community centre today is called the Alexandra Cabana.
Amazing.
And it hosts weddings, it hosts meetings, it hosts conferences, and it's the most wonderful centre, and it's still going strong today.
Hazel, when you look at Sandton today, is this the Sandton you wanted, the Sandton you were working for?
That's a good question. I haven't really thought of that. You know, I just accept now, after you asked me this question, that you can't stop progress. And as much as one sees these big skyscrapers, in fact, we've got one of the tallest buildings in Africa, opposite Sasfin, I can't remember what the building is called. And you know, we had a great contributor to Sandton. I don't know if you heard of Eric Gallagher.
Yes, I have. He helped found the Sandton Civic Foundation.
That's right. And I worked a lot with him. My late husband was very close to him. And his ambition was to have trees right around the town centre of Sandton and to make it a fountain town. And today, if you drive through the civic centre, you will see a few fountains, but it hasn't developed as much as he would have liked to have seen. But as a result of his efforts, and they were tremendous, I can tell you that, he became the first freeman of Sandton.
Hazel, we need to leave it there. But thank you for chatting with us. And to be mayor of Sandton in 1986, at a time when few women, let alone Jewish women, were stepping into public office, is an amazing feat. Hazel, thank you for showing us how one person can quietly change the course of a community's history. And that's Hazel Edgars-Schochert, who served as mayor of Sandton in 1986.